That was smooth, Cece observed. You should probably just stick to the force tricks.
I got rid of them, didn't I?
Jaina started forward again, dragging her prisoner across the tunnel toward the infirmary checkpoint in case the guards looked back.
And how do you know that wasn't a force trick?
If it was, it needs work, Cece answered.
Careful, Jaina warned. It's not too late to kill you.
Cece laughed at the threat, then asked, Is that really what this is about, Isolder?
Of course.
Jaina stopped at the entrance to the short corridor leading to the infirmary checkpoint and pretended to be checking Cece's wrist restraints.
You think Jedi go around breaking into prisons for fun?
No. I thought you were here for the Mandalorian, Cece said. I heard she was working with a Jedi when Kydus captured her.
Her? Jaina asked. Was this on Nickel One?
When Cece hesitated, Jaina added,
There are a lot of ways a Jedi can hurt you. Most of them so bad that you can't even scream.
Okay, you're right. She came from Nickel One. She's supposed to be related to Boba Fett.
Cece pointed her chin toward the checkpoint, where a suspicious-looking guard sat inside his control booth, studying them through a transparasteel viewing panel.
In there, I hear Kydus is handling her interrogations personally.
Jaina was suddenly filled with so much guilt and anger that she felt as though she would burst. Myrta had survived.
Criffing Mandalorians!
Jaina slammed her palm against the tunnel wall.
I don't have time for this!
Sorry I brought it up then, Cece said, sounding genuinely frightened. But if you're going after Isolder, my thumbprint won't help you. He's in Block C, maximum security, so you're going to have to fight your way in. Maybe you could dump me in my cell first.
Maybe I could,
Jaina said. She shoved Cece down the corridor toward the infirmary checkpoint.
If you're not lying about the Mandalorian.
At the checkpoint, Jaina spun her prisoner around backward and stepped over to the security pad, reaching for the thumb scanner with the same hand that held Cece's arm. With the force and a little sleight of hand, she prevented the guard from seeing whose thumb it was that actually touched the pad, and his suspicions seemed to subside as the scanning booth slid open.